The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Okay, we're going to start off today. There's a new outdoor music festival to look forward to this summer. That music fest will feature 2 days of live music with 12 headlining bands and more than 20 artists. It's planned for June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The festival is being presented by That Station, an award-winning Americana radio station owned by WRAL parent company, Capital Broadcasting. The festival sets itself apart from most events by featuring all nationally touring bands that are from or reside in North Carolina. Here's a look at the main stage acts. Mountain Goats, originally formed in California but now called Durham home with their Bull City-based record label, Merge Records. Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers, based in Asheville, Brevard area. Mipso, established in Chapel Hill while the guys were attending high school. American Aquarium is stationed in Raleigh. Delta Ray is a band of Southern storytellers from Durham. Chatham County Line has been a staple of the New York music scene, or North Carolina music scene, for more than 20 years. Reese Palmer is a country, pop, R&B, soul songwriter, artist living in Durham. Jim Lauderdale, 2017 North Carolina Music Hall of Fame inductee, originally from Troutman. Boulevards, who is originally from Raleigh, mixes soul, country, jazz, hip-hop, indie rock, and every other style of music played in the Tar Heel State. Dylan Fence is a rock band from Chapel Hill and a staple of the Triangle music scene in the 1990s. Yarn is a Raleigh and Brooklyn-based band who has been Grammy balloted 4 times. And Raleigh's Violet Bell features Lizzie Ross on vocals and Omar Ruiz Lopez on fiddle, guitar, banjo, and harmonies. The main stage will be located on the baseball field with a second stage on nearby Jackie's Landing. The main concourse will feature an acoustic performance area. Tickets for That Music Festival go on sale February 18th at 10 a.m. via thatmusicfest.com. Again, it's thatmusicfest.com. 2-day tickets start at $75 for bowl seating and $90 for on-field general admission access. VIP and suite options are also available for purchase. Okay. Let's take a look at the schedule for the Durham Performing Arts Center. Of course, everyone knows as DPAC. Tuesday through Sunday, February 22nd through the 27th, it's Hadestown, where a song can change your fate. Winner of 8 2019 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and the 2020 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. This acclaimed new musical is a love story for today and always. Intertwining two mythic tales, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of King Hades and his wife Persephone. Hadestown is a haunting and hopeful theatrical experience that grabs you and never lets go. Also at DPAC, Thursday, March 3rd, it's Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, Beyond Order. He's taught mythology to lawyers, doctors, and business people, consulted for the UN Secretary General, helped his clients, clinical clients, manage depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, and schizophrenia, and served as an advisor to senior partners of major Canadian law firms. Friday, March 4th at DPAC, the British invasion. On Sunday, February 9th, 1964, close to 50% of U.S. television viewers tuned in to the number one variety show of the era, The Ed Sullivan Show, to see the American debut of a British group called The Beatles. This was the beginning of a cultural phenomenon known as the British Invasion, featuring songs from the Rolling Stones, Dave Clark Five, The Animals, The Kinks, and Dusty Springfield. This immersive multimedia show will place the audience front and center of pop culture history. Tuesday, March 8th, Christone Kingfish Ingram, 662 Juke Joint Live. Guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Christone Kingfish Ingram has quickly become the defining blues voice of his generation. Rolling Stone has declared, "Kingfish is one of the most exciting young guitarists in years, with a sound that encompasses B.B. King, Jimi Hendrix, and Prince." Wednesday, March 9th, and Friday, March 11th, it's Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Relapse Tour. He's known for his unique brand of comedy, which interweaves party boy antics with humorous anecdotes about his family and fatherhood. Saturday, March 12th, Eliza back in action. One of today's leading comedians with a fan base shows their loyalty by creating their own Eliza-inspired swag to wear to her shows. She's an award-winning comedian and a multi-hyphenate actor, writer, producer, author, selling out theaters around the world. Wednesday, March 16th, it's Celtic Woman, or Celtic Woman, can be pronounced either way, Postcards from Ireland. This concert celebrates the rich musical and cultural heritage of Ireland, taking audiences on a journey of story and song from across the Emerald Isle. Saturday, March 19th. Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. The band has been on one of the more impressive and unrelenting tears in rock and roll, and rocking stages all over the world. But for all they've done and everywhere they've gone, there's always new musical boundaries to push and fresh creative avenues to explore. Enter Four, the brand new and highly anticipated studio effort, and true to the band's expanding legacy, it's everything you've come to expect. Sunday, March 20th, Wow in the World pop-up party, Laboratory of Bad Ideas. This brings this insanely popular podcast out in the world, where they weave STEM-themed interactive games and... Games and infused comedy skits between science-themed songs from pop-ups. Monday, March 21st, Il Volo sings Morricone and More. The album is a dedication to the beloved maestro and an exciting journey through the art and music of one of the greatest composers of the 20th century. Tuesday, March 22nd, Joe Bonamassa, the guitar event of the year. Joe is one of today's top live performers. His enthusiastic shows are a favorite for music lovers worldwide. Hailed internationally as one of the greatest guitar players of his generation. And the rest of March, we've got Gregory Alan Isakoff on Thursday, March 24th, with special guest Joe Purdy. Friday, March 25th, it's Nate Bergazzi, the Rain Check Tour. Saturday, March 26th, Bobby Weir and the Wolf Brothers featuring the Wolf Pack. Sunday, March 27th, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. It's to benefit Interfaith Food Shuttle. Then Tuesday through Sunday, March 29th through April 3rd, Oklahoma, reimagined for the 21st century. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater, a couple of new concerts listed. Thursday, April 21st, Little Dirk. Friday, April 22nd, My Morning Jacket. Thursday, April 28th, Nine Inch Nails. Saturday, May 7th, AJR. Monday, May 16th, Rex Orange County, the Who Cares Tour. Saturday, June 4th, Parker McCollum. Friday, June 10th, Ben Rector, The Joy of Music Live, with special guests J.P. Sachs, Jordy Searcy, and Stephen Day. And Saturday, June 11th, Revolution Good Vibes Summer Tour 2022, with special guests Steel Pulse, Denim, and DJ Mackle. Others coming up this summer, Flume, The War on Drugs, Cody Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Cheer Live, Fleet Foxes, RuPaul's Drag Race World Tour, David Gray, and the Goo Goo Dolls. All right, at Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Friday, April 15th, tribute to legends with Bee Gees Now. The music of the Bee Gees, also The Stranger featuring Mike Santoro. It's, of course, a Billy Joel tribute. Saturday, April 16th, tribute to legends with Marcus Anderson's Let's Go Crazy show, the music of Prince. Also, What's Going On, the music of Marvin Gaye featuring Marcel Anderson. Saturday, May 21st, Girls Night Out, a concert to benefit the Kay Yao Cancer Fund, featuring K.T. Tunstall with Judith Hill, Jeannie Jolly, Haley Johnson, and Rhodes. Thursday, May 26th, Little River Band with Adam Decker Trio. And other shows coming up in June and July, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, along with Sheryl Crow and special guest Waxahachie. And it's Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, Trombone Shorties, Voodoo Throwdown, and Orleans Avenue and others. And right now, the schedule goes through Monday, July 25th, with Andrew Bird and Iron and Wine, Outside Problem Tour. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, April 23rd, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Tuesday, May 17th, it's KISS. Friday, May 20th, Foo Fighters. Saturday, March 21st, Tim McGraw, Russell Dickerson. Tuesday, May 24th, The Lumineers and Camp. Friday, June 3rd, it's Morgan Whalen. Saturday, June 11th, The Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, June 18th, Kid Rock and Grand Funk Railroad. And Saturday, June 25th, The Backstreet Boys. Following that, in July, Luke Bryan, Riley Green, and Mitchell Tenpenny, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Dave Matthews Band, and then, well, that starts in July with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, excuse me. Also in July, Dave Matthews Band and Fish. Then in August, REO, Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy, Keith Urban, Jack Johnson, and then in September, the Black Keys, Band of Horses, and early. James. Get to a few laughs. We'll start off with Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, it's Ricky Smiley. Ricky's known for making millions laugh as a much-loved comedian, television host, and top-rated, nationally syndicated radio personality. Friday through Sunday, March 4th through the 6th, Jessica Kirsten. Jessica is a powerhouse on stage. She's a hilariously relatable performer of sheer silliness, vulnerability, and some ridiculous characters. Friday through Sunday, March 11th through the 13th, Adele Givens. Her bold and on-point insights continue to delight and amaze her fans and peers alike. Popularity was swift, with Adele winning many other competitions and securing the respect of comedy lovers everywhere. Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, Tracy Morgan is working it out tour. Morgan is one of the most respected comedians in his field, starring for 7 seasons on NBC's Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning 30 Rock. Morgan appeared opposite Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin. The 30 Rock cast also won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. Thursday through Sunday, March 24th through the 27th, Damon Wayans. Wayans, of course, is most fondly remembered for his 3 seasons as writer and co-star of the Emmy Award-winning series In Living Color. There he created sketch characters like Homie the Clown, Handyman, and outrageously gay film critic Blaine from Men on Film. Thursday through Saturday, March 31st through April 2nd, Corey Holcomb. Corey hit his first open mic in 1992 when Adele Givens called him on stage. He was a smashing success and has been a full-time comedian ever since. Sunday, April 3rd, Solomon Giorgio. Solomon had his television debut in February 2015 as the featured comedian on Conan, followed it up with appearances on Drunk History, The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail, This Is Not Happening, Viceland's Flophouse, Last Call with Carson Daly, Two Dope Queens, and a second appearance on Conan. And Thursday through Saturday, April 7th through the 9th, it's Steve Byrne. Steve has established himself as one of the most reliable and versatile stand-up comedians working over the course of his 20-plus year career. He's appeared on Jimmy Kimmel, Conan twice, The Late Late Show 4 times, and The Tonight Show 10 times, and the feature films Couples Retreat and 4 Christmases. And as is the case with both the comedy clubs in the area, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Goodnight's Comedy Club Rundown on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, Thursday through Saturday, February 24th through the 26th, Dan Soder, with his deep voice and unpretentious nature, Dan can make even the most mundane, everyday occurrences hilarious. From one of the last generations to grow up without the internet, Soder doesn't miss a beat. His sharp observations are littered with these killer tidbits, sending his audiences into stitches over and over again. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, Sean Murphy, a comedian who has performed in many clubs and colleges throughout North America. He has told jokes at prestigious places like the Boston Comedy Festival and the Asheville Comedy Festival. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Sunday, February 27th, Chingo Bling. He's known for his insightful, unapologetic Latino stand-up comedy and multiple viral videos. Chingo is a fearless cross-platform performer who has appeared in everything from feature films and MTV shows to comedic web series, musical parodies, and sold-out live stand-up comedy shows all over the country. Friday through Sunday, March 4th and 5th, it's Joe Gatto, best known as executive producer and star of True TV's long-running Impractical Jokers and the TBS hit The Misery Index. All shows are already sold out except for a performance at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. Again, Friday through Sunday, those performances in early March. Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th, it's Elise Cole, an Iranian Jewish comedian from Minnesota and 2018-2019 co-producer of the Minneapolis-based showcase People of Comedy. This is a Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Thursday, March 10th, Kayvon is the most famous half-Persian comedian in the world. His style is versatile yet relatable, with storytelling and high-energy performances about a variety of mainstream topics. Friday and Saturday, March 11 and 12, Tony Hinchcliffe. Tony gained popularity with his innovative 2016 one-hour comedy special One Shot, which follows Tony in one continuous take and premiered on Netflix. Friday and Saturday, March 11 and 12, Andy Woodhull. He's appeared on The Late Late Show with James Corden, Conan, Live at Gotham, and The Half Hour on Comedy Central. In 2014, he was the first comedian to make his network television debut on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And this is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. And a reminder, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. All right, we've got a rundown here at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. February 26th, it's Eric Church, the Gather Again Tour. March 3rd, JoJo Siwa, Dream, the Tour. March 17th, Maxwell, the Night Tour. March 18th, WWE SmackDown. March 26th, Bad Bunny. And then John Mulaney shows up on Saturday, April 2nd from Scratch Tour. Greensboro Coliseum, February 26th, Winter Jam, Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. Friday, March 11th, Korn. March 12th, No Cap Comedy Tour. March 19th, The Avett Brothers. March 20th, Maxwell Night 2022 Tour. Thursday, March 31st, Rod Wave, DaBaby, and Boozy Badass. Friday, April 1st, New Edition with Charlie Wilson and special guest Good Jodici. And let me see, April 6th, Justin Bieber, Justice Tour. April 8th, Harlem Globetrotters. April 9th, Cat Williams, World War III Tour. April 19th, Elton John is there with his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Two events at Raleigh Little Theater, March 18th through the 27th. It's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. Then June 3rd through the 19th, it's In the Heights. This musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. All righty. Coming up at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Saturday, March 12th, the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble. Formed from advanced musicians in grades 8 through 12. Saturday, March 26th, the Art of Jazz and One Night Art Exhibition. Sunday, March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet. This is part of the Apex Classical Music Series, and it's Sunday afternoon at 3. Now, the senior showcase that had been scheduled for February 26 and 27 has been postponed until mid-July. At Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, February 26th, it's the Garner Showcase of Talent. Got two performances, one at 3 and the other at 7. Saturday, March 12th, it's Diamond Creek, often described as five gifted musicians who are traditionally rooted yet distinctly contemporary because of their soulful and heartfelt singing and dynamic picking. Thursday, April 7th, Words Unspoken helps celebrate National Poetry Month with an intimate evening of poetry readings from some of the most influential writers, poets, educators, and speakers in the Triangle. Then on Friday, April 29th, Willie Bradley, bold, edgy, yet simultaneously charming and beautiful, well described the music of artist trumpeter Willie Bradley, considered a go-to musician for many of soul music greats. His music has made the smooth jazz Billboard charts and has been added to smooth jazz radio stations like Pandora, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. A couple of things going on at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Friday, March 4th, Twain, The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Saturday, March 5th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Then on Saturday, March 12th, North Carolina Songwriters Co-op. The group is a not-for-profit organization dedicated to the support and promotion of songwriters in the state of North Carolina. Enjoy a night at the theater celebrating local songwriters. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.